Compaction. In busy backcountry areas, repeated skier and snowboard traffic can sometimes compress the surface layers of snow. This process, called compaction, can break up weak layers near the surface and make slopes seem more stable than they really are. This can create a dangerous false sense of security. Compaction should never be used as a deciding factor, and tracks on a slope do not mean the slope is safe. This becomes especially important when traveling into more remote terrain, where weak layers are often better preserved and more widespread than expected. We may have built a false sense of trust in certain weak layers by riding in compacted areas and then be surprised when we go somewhere more remote or just off the beaten track. A powerful example of this happened at Kicking Horse Mountain Resort. Despite heavy skier traffic and a boot packing program that's designed to break up early season snow layers, a large avalanche was remotely triggered and slid to the ground in terrain that had been heavily compacted. We're talking like big moguls. When patrollers examined the bed surface, they found boot prints in the crust from the fall boot packing program. This is a sobering reminder that the weak layers can remain active even after heavy traffic, and that compaction is never a guarantee of stability. Watch the video below for that avalanche.